Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Alexis told Denzel that she was scared of Malachi, who showed seemingly bipolar behavior. Malachi told Simon that the abuse Simon displayed to his mother was probably the reason he was becoming so angry with Alexis. Denzel helped Catalina register her business with the Center for Local Business Development and told her of Alexis's problem. She phoned Simon asking him to speak to Malachi, and he abruptly ended the call. Right now, James and Catalina are on the phone.
Seems like I don't even know what to do anymore. I'm so tired and worried about my gym.
Look, talk to her as much as possible, Catalina. Let her know she can trust you. But at least Denzel was wise enough to inform you about what was going on.
That's true.
Look, the family has to intervene.
Look, I called Simon, but he bust me off. He's turned to God.
Simon?
Yes, he and Pepper. Very holy and preaching.
Well, stranger things have happened. We're living in a strange time. We're living through a pandemic for one. Something I never thought I would experience in my life.
Pandemic, enough people mental health affected. Then Alexis is pregnant too.
And the numbers aren't getting better here. People just keep dying.
But James, it seems as if a lot of people don't even care. Whether it's that they choose not to wear a mask or to break the curfew. What's really happening with us, man?
Well, hopefully with more people being vaccinated, we will see the numbers dropping.
What is the thing, James? They say having the vaccine don't mean that you can't get this thing.
Yeah, but your chances of getting seriously ill or dying are almost eliminated.
James?
I've got to go, Catalina. Bye. In here, June.
Hi. I just need you to hold me.
What? What happened? What happened?
One of the ladies who used to come to the clinic.
What happened?
Miss Marie. She was my friend. We would always chat when she came to our monthly visits.
Okay.
I missed her for a while. So I saw her daughter today by the Republic Bank, and I called out to her. I wanted to know how her mother was doing and if she had received the vaccine.
Oh, okay.
The daughter asked me if I didn't hear. Apparently Marie was in the ICU at the Infectious Disease Hospital, and she passed away from COVID 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
I don't know how I missed it, but I can't take this anymore, James. Too many people are dying. One life lost to COVID is enough.
Yeah, but at least more people are getting vaccinated.
I know, but still. I'm so glad that Mom and Dad got both doses. And I can worry a little less about them.
Yes.
I'm worried about these young people, especially who don't seem to be taking this virus seriously.
Well, I wonder how many of them are taking the vaccine.
We've had quite a few at our vaccination site, since we're now giving the persons above 18 years. That is good. But it's not even that with me. It's their lackadaisical attitude that's getting to me. Some are treating this as a big party.
Well, I guess it's because they think it's mostly big people who have died.
They fail to realize that new variants of the virus are emerging that are affecting the young. Babies are dying in Brazil, James.
Look, just sit and relax.
I think I need a glass of wine. I'm burnt out.
I'll get it for you.
Thank you, dear.
And I'll have a glass with you.
Okay.
Coming up.
Hi, Sonny. What's going on?
At the hospital.
Bibi?
Yes. The surgery is today.
Okay.
I'm afraid, man.
Nothing to be afraid of, Sonny. She will come through safely.
I can't shake this feeling that something will go wrong. You know, you just hear all these stories, June.
Sonny, trust me. Nothing to worry about. They will get those stones out and Bibi will be fine.
I really hope so.
Think positively.
I'm trying. It's just so many people dead recently, you know. Some sudden. June, I'm so worried about Bibi. I don't even feel like eating.
You have to eat, Sonny. Remember, you're a diabetic.
Yes, I know, June, I know.
You don't want your sugar to drop low? Then it's Bibi and you in the hospital. You have to be strong to help take care of her.
Yes, I know.
Okay, good. So just don't stress, okay?
I'm trying, June.
Aaron.
Thank you, love.
Who's on the phone?
Sonny.
Tell James I say hello.
He says hello.
All right, good day, Sonny.
How are Anil, Sunita, and Mala taking it?
Everybody worried. Just praying that you come through safe.
I will say a little prayer too, Sonny.
Thank you, June.
And feel free to call me anytime, okay?
I will hold you to that.
All right. Let me know as soon as she's out of surgery.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, talk with you later.
Bye.
Today is Bibi's surgery?
Yeah, they're worried.
Bibi's a strong woman. She gonna be okay.
Yeah.
And everywhere you look is some stress, eh?
Yep.
Okay, let's have the drink. Cheers, my love.
Cheers.
Anil, what are you doing?
I just...
You to really go in and drink this rum?
I just...
You know that you're supposed to be drinking, Anil.
Yeah, but
give me
I
that
just...
bottle. Give it to me, please. I going to pour this down the sink. We ain't even supposed to got this liquor in the house. How this region, eh?
I buy it.
You buy rum? And you were going to drink it? Anil, be serious.
It's mommy a worry about, man. I just want to get my mind off all these worries for a little bit.
Anil, but that don't mean that you got to go back to the bottle. You tell me what life was like when you was an alcoholic. You promise that you ain't gonna ever drink again.
I'm stressed out, Marlo. It's like nothing ain't going right in me life right now.
Anil, you got to...
You got to worry about Corona. Worry about this. Worry about that. Worry about mommy.
Anil.
And lose you.
Come on, Anil. Come on. Stop crying.
Marlo, I know I'm messed up. Oh, you can just left me. I can't do this without you, Marlo.
Come on, Anil. Get yourself together, man.
What's the point of working so hard for your family and then mess it up? And Lozo mean the most to you.
Khalil, I'm still here with you.
Well, I'm messed up, all right? I should have never had nothing to do with Benicia and lied to you about it.
Khalil,
but a normal lesson, babes. I promise you, I'm going to never hurt you again. Please. Please just give me one last chance, Mala. Please, I'm begging you, baby.
Sorry about earlier, Catalina. June came home.
It's okay, James. I realized, though.
Cool. Yeah, I was expecting to see more people exercising this afternoon.
Some people don't come every day, you know. Like Auntie Myrtle. She does barely crawl out 2 times a week these days.
Well, but at least she comes. That's what's important. You know, I saw an article that said people who exercise regularly are less likely to be severely affected by COVID.
Really?
Yeah. Less likely to be hospitalized or die.
Well, I'm glad I just get this little regular exercise going.
You took the vaccine yet?
Not yet. But Auntie Myrtle and Denzel went already.
So what are you waiting for?
It's just that I'm not finding the time.
Look, get it before it's too late.
I don't go, man.
Yeah, June actually had a breakdown earlier.
Really?
Yeah, just overwhelmed by all that is happening. And someone she knows died from COVID.
Oh, shoot.
I left her sleeping.
This is a dreadful time, eh? But somehow we can get through it.
Indeed.
Anyway, you can do a lap with me?
I don't know if I can keep up with you, Catalina.
Look, James, come give it a try, eh?
Come on.
Wait up.
Okay, Anil. Okay.
Hello. Please.
One last chance.
Well, you mean it?
Yes. But Anil, I swear, if you disappoint me again, we done for good.
Oh, my lad, I swear.
Listen, we got to work on this thing, okay? Marriage is work.
Yeah, baby. Look, we gonna continue marriage counseling. We can do what we got to do. I promise you, Marlo. I gonna never hurt you again. I promise you, baby.
All right, Anil. All right.
Is Daddy?
Answer.
Daddy? Daddy?
Anil, baby.
What happened? Mommy all right?
She all right, son. Everything all right.
Daddy, you frighten me, man. Wasn't do them things?
I just happy, son. It's tears of joy that you come through safe.
Me too. Oh, gosh. I'm so happy right now.
All right. We can talk later. I'll go in and call Sunita now.
All right, good.
Baby, you all right?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, God, for answering our prayers. Thank you.
Oh, Marlo. I feel so relieved right now.
Me too.
Marlo, you know how much I love you, right?
I love you too, Anil. Please, let's try and get it right this time.
June, I didn't think you were coming out here today, love.
Hi, Catalina. You and my husband are workout partners, I see.
I was actually just leaving. So nice to see you.
Have you had your COVID vaccine?
Not yet.
Well, I'm expecting to see you tomorrow.
I was really planning to. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Bye, Catalina.
Yeah, bye.
James?
Honey, I know how it looked.
Oh, you do? You mean to tell me she couldn't find anybody else in this ground to stretch her legs? You know how people in this village talk, right?
Poor judgment on my part.
James, I'm not going to talk to you about your relationship with Catalina again. You need to know where to draw the line. This is too much, man.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.